thank the Lord for the privilege of presenting another Real Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig, and we welcome you, trusting that you'll stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to your spiritual life today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting this broadcast to this precious people today, and we're trusting that the precious Holy Spirit will accompany the broadcast and make it a blessing to every soul. We thank you that we know you see our congregation, and I know that you love each one, you're concerned for each one, and so we bring them to thee, asking you'll help them in their time of need or troubles, battles, trials, or tests, or whatever the need might be. For you've told us to cast all of our care upon you, for you care for us. So bless this broadcast, and bless our precious congregation. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
O precious Bible, burning words from heaven, we'll ever cherish thee in our hearts. Sweet is the counsel by thy pages given, on life's dark ocean our only chart. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. O precious volume, only in thy pages we read the duty of all our race. Only thy sunbeam shining through the ages reveal the wonders of saving grace. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. This book of heaven shall endure forever, and from its wisdom will never turn. Weighed in its balance, all the creeds that's ever are only stubble ere long to burn. Blessed Bible, blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne. Dear book of mercy, on thy sure foundation, we build a dwelling place for the soul. Hearing and doing all thy revelation, it stands unshaken, the billows roll. Blessed Bible, joyful tidings from our home. Thou art the rock of everlasting ages, hope of eternal bliss at heaven's throne.
In the fourth chapter of the book of St. John, we read how that Jesus felt that it was necessary to go through the little country of Samaria, which divided Galilee and Judea, and he and his disciples stopped at Jacob's well, and Jesus sat there on the well resting, while the others, the disciples, went into the nearby city of Sychar to buy something to eat. While they were gone, a woman of Samaria came to draw water, although we understand it was around the noon hour, which was not the regular time for women to come. But nevertheless, this woman came, and Jesus struck up a conversation with her, and he began to tell her about the living water that she could drink, that she would never thirst again. And she, in her part of the conversation, mentioned that our fathers worship in this mountain, but you Jews, you say Jerusalem is the place to worship. Now, the mount was known as the Mount of Blessing, and the Samaritans had a temple up there where they worship. And Jesus said to her, the hour would come when it would not be in this mountain nor in Jerusalem that they would worship, because God was seeking those who would worship him in spirit and in truth. We read in John chapter 4 and verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The true God is the only one to be worshiped. For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. So we read in Exodus chapter 34 and verse 14, nowhere else than in John 4 and 23 are we told that the Father seeketh anything from the disciples and from his children other than worship. Of course, many scriptures tell us how we are to love him, how we are to serve him, and how we are to obey him. But we are to give him and him alone worship. Now, what is true worship? The subject for today's broadcast, five characteristics of pure worship. So what is true worship? The performance of devotional acts in honor of God, especially the act of paying divine honors to the Supreme Being. The reverence and homage paid to him in a religious exercise consisting in adoration, confession, prayer, thanksgiving, and the like. Another definition of worship: to reverence with supreme respect, unbounded admiration, to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. I'd like for you to look at that letter definition that I just gave for a moment. To reverence with supreme respect, not just reverence, but with supreme respect, unbounded, no limit, to admiration, to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. And you know, really, after we have endeavored to do what this definition says, we're still unworthy, having done only that which we should have done, because it is in God that we live and move and have our being. Now, number one, in regard to the five characteristics of pure worship, with a clear conscience. A good conscience is one which has no feeling of reproach against oneself or anyone else, does not accuse oneself of willful wrong, and herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. That's a part of the Apostle Paul's testimony when he was being held there in Caesarea, and the various rulers interviewed him, and different ones, and Paul said to this one, "And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men." Acts 24:16. So that is the first characteristic of pure worship, a clear conscience. Now, number two, humility, a quality by which a person, considering his own defects, has humble opinions of himself and willingly submits himself to God and others for God's sake. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So we read in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 4. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Romans 12:3. Now the Apostle Paul here did not say that we cannot think anything of ourselves. We are someone. If we are a child of God, we are someone, because God has made us so. And God loves us. God cares for us. God is concerned about us because we are something in His sight. But Paul did say that we should not think more highly of ourselves than we should. So we are not to think of ourselves beyond that which we are. And we're not to pretend or to make others believe more of us than what we really are. In other words, we are to live a humble life and be what we are and serve God with reverence and godly fear. We read in the scriptures in the book of Luke, chapter 18, about two men who went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican, in other words, a tax collector and a sinner. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, Jesus said, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Again, that's Luke chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. In other words, the Pharisee went home the same old hypocrite he was when he came to the temple to pray. But the publican, who acknowledged himself and didn't even feel worthy to lift up his eyes toward heaven, smote his breast and said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, that man went home justified. So humility is one of the five characteristics of true worship. Number three, right relationships. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Psalm 29 and 2. And we read in the 100th Psalm about how we are to come before his presence with singing and into his gates with praise, and how that we are to worship the Lord. This 100th Psalm is given over to the worship of the true and the living God. And I'll not take time to read it on the broadcast today. And we read on where Jesus said, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. Matthew chapter 15, verses 8 and 9. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So if we're going to be able to worship God in spirit and in truth, we must live a righteous and a godly life. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. So the only way that you can worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness is to be saved from your sins and living a holy and a righteous and godly life. Isaiah 35 speaks about a highway, and he says it's called the way of holiness. And Isaiah said, the unclean shall not pass over it, but it is for the redeemed. The redeemed shall walk there. So I say again, to really worship Christ, our God, in spirit and in truth, we must be a righteous person. And we are righteous when God saves us and forgives us of all our sins. Now, the fourth point, Christ-centered. This is not to take away from our worship of the Father, but the wise men came to Jerusalem to worship Jesus, according to Matthew 2 and 20. And in the house in Bethlehem, the wise men came, bowed down before the young child, and they worshiped him. So Jesus Christ is to be worshiped as well as the Father. A leper came to be healed by Jesus, and he came and worshiped him, according to Matthew chapter 8 and verse 2. A ruler came to Jesus for the healing of his daughter and worshiped him, according to Matthew 8 or 9 and 18. So the man who desired healing for his daughter came and worshiped Christ. The disciples worshiped him after he rescued Peter from drowning and calmed the stormy sea, according to Matthew 14 and 33, the disciples worshiped him. After the resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples, and they came and held him by the feet and worshiped him, according to Matthew 28 and 9. The one born blind was made healed, and when he learned who Jesus was, he worshiped him. This man was born blind, and Jesus anointed his eyes and told him to go wash in the pool of Siloam. And he obeyed, and he came seeing, but he did not realize, he did not know who the man was that anointed his eyes or told him to go wash in the pool. Later on, Jesus saw him in the temple, and he asked him if he believed on Jesus, and he didn't know who Jesus was. And Jesus said to him, "The one that now speaks to you is the Christ." And the Bible says he worshipped him, John 9 and 38. When he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, "And let all the angels of God worship him." Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 6. So we're not only to worship God in spirit and in truth, but we are to worship the second one in the Godhead. And even the angels are told to worship him. And when he bringeth in the first begotten of the world, he saith, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And so the fourth point that I have mentioned, that's a characteristic of pure worship, is worshiping in the spirit and in truth, and worshiping Christ in the beauty of holiness. Now, point number 5, continuous heartfelt worship. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We have a hymn in our hymn book that says, "If I had 10,000 lives in which to worship him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore." Well, if we had 10,000 lives, we would be just as dependent upon the Lord for that life as we are for the one that we have. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." That's Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5. We read in Psalm 113, verse 3, "From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." So we are to worship God in spirit and in truth, and we are to worship the second person in the Godhead, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should worship the Holy Spirit as well, for there is only one God comprehended in three persons. And we have a hymn in our hymn book, "I Will Praise Him, Hallelujah." And it goes like this: "Oh, I will praise the Lord who brought me, hallelujah. I'm a happy pilgrim bound for glory land. I am singing, and I hope to sing forever, when before his throne eternal I shall stand. I will praise him for salvation, hallelujah. richest treasures human spirits ever found. Once I wandered far away, was sad and lonely, but I'm dwelling now where pleasures e'er abound. Oh, I'll never cease to praise Him, hallelujah, for He gives me peace abounding every day. He redeemed me from my sins and fully cleansed me, and I find His service sweeter all the way. I will praise Him for the strength He daily gives me. I am running now to gain that heavenly prize. Soon with joy I'll reach the goal of life immortal and go sweeping through the gates of paradise. I will praise Him, hallelujah. I will praise Him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. Five characteristics of pure worship. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of sharing these scriptures and thoughts with our precious congregation today. We trust that they have been a blessing to each one, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine, or you may listen to a previous broadcast if you missed any, or one that you'd like to hear again, for we do have an archive there of a number of our broadcasts. We'll also invite you to be with us in our services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. And our Wednesday evening service begins at 7. And our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we'd like to invite you to be with us next week, when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.